an update on great ways to get your ideas out there fast. Now, with lots of the students going back, there's a big demand in the market for online courses, and some employers are actually paying for their employees to take these. So it's a good time to look into how you can use your specialist knowledge to make a side income for you. And this needn't take too long or cost you a lot of money to put your ideas out there. Just at this moment, Udemy, which is an online course platform, is offering a Black Friday special, whereby if you start to create your course with them today, they're going to help you along the way and then help promote it at the end. Now, your course with Udemy could be free, or you could use it for a side income. Now, both are worth considering because it will raise your profile if you consider to have your information out there for free, but obviously you will make some profit if you're going to charge. So all you need to do is to go to Udemy, that's udemy.com, and become an instructor today. I've done a few courses myself on Udemy, and one of the ones that really inspired me to think about putting my own work out there was how to design a logo, a beginner's course, and this is by Tara Roskell. Tara is a graphic designer, and her enthusiasm for her subject knowledge comes out brilliantly in this course. And if you did want to just start a Udemy course to get an idea for what is expected, this is a great way to do it because it's a good example of how someone has used their professional life to create something that is immediately usable to anybody. You do not need to have any prior artistic experience or knowledge to proceed with Tara's course. And I used it myself at the end to come up with a logo, and it was a really enjoyable course. So, in designing your Udemy course, you will need to create quizzes along the line. So, whatever you think that you have a bit of knowledge on, it could be a gardening experience, it could be you know a lot about a particular city, or you have a particular skill in crafting, or it could be your professional skills. Perhaps you know how to use Adobe very well, or perhaps you have a great way of using HTML. Have a look online, see if there's a similar course to you. Not a bad thing if there are quite a lot, because that means there is a market for it, but just have a look and see how you can niche and create a gap for yourself to stand out. Now, other ways that you can use online learning is to look at LinkedIn. If you do have a LinkedIn membership, then what you can do is to have a look at the learning offered. Now, you can have a month free to have a go and look at all the different courses. And if this is something that appeals to you, then you too can put yourself forward to be an online instructor. And all you really need for this is a smartphone and a lavalier microphone that you can get from Amazon for maybe £10 that will plug into your smartphone, and a tripod that will also hold it steady for you, and a place where you have good lighting. So the LinkedIn learning experience was also something that I found really inspiring. And if you are creative or want to have a look at how you can put your own work forward, then I really recommend Yo Santosa Branding Expert. Just type in branding expert and you'll see how the brand of Pinkberry, that wonderful frozen yogurt, came alive. And she created this huge, completely novel experience that has taken the world by storm, that just began in one tiny shop where there were queues out the door, and the owner just needed a branding expert, and Yolanda Santosa stepped in, and from this she created her own business, Ferro Concrete. It's a great story about how her life evolved. If you would just like something to make you feel more positive generally, then I recommend Bill George on self-awareness. He has a great way of saying that it's about being authentic, about being genuine, if you want to be a good leader. And another one that I recommend is John Maeda, John M-A-E-D-A, on design, business and inclusion. And that this is just a wonderful testimony as to why we need all members of society represented at every level throughout a company. So again, be inspired by these, but don't forget to look at how you can create your own online experience. And you don't have to use a platform, you could put your work on YouTube. And this is in fact one of the fastest growing online platforms, because it's where people are just typing in how to, then whatever they need, and then the right examples are coming up. So be very specific in what you're offering on YouTube and create a channel around it. And then you can put links in your bio underneath, and that will link to anything that you want to make an income from. Perhaps you're selling an information sheet that goes with it, or some further courses from that. So that's just some insights into ideas that might appeal to you to put your own work out there, especially as all of the students are now going back. It does seem like a good time to start something new, whether it's to do a course yourself or to study someone else's. It all leads to the same goal. So whatever you're up to this week, enjoy this last blast of sunshine. Here's to you putting your work out there, and a great week ahead. Don't forget to subscribe and leave me a comment. Talk soon.